The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Operation Shove That Thing Into Deep Space is complete.
Already?
Tip soft landing. Lay down the tip has also completed itself. We are back.
What should we do with the lasers?
Operation Bang an Old Lady in Zero Gravity is complete.
Seems a little premature, Austin.
No. By the way, I'm not Austin. You haven't seen the film.
Core, baby, what's wrong with you?
Anyway, questions from the crew. Yes, we nailed her. The kid was the first one finished. I, of course, lasted longest. The old lady's hair turned white. It was pretty unbelievable. The glories of space I have seen with my own eyes as I've gone deeper into the bitch known as the universe than anyone else.
Did you approve Fat Bastard's tickets for the next ride?
Fat Bastard will be riding along with me next time, and we will launch him into space from space, thereby being the fattest man in the world floating around the Earth. I've put satellites in his bottom. We will orbit the Earth through Fat Bastard's body. Operation Jam Your Dick Into the Darkness. Any questions?
Like, there's no hiding what that was.
Soft tip desert landing is complete.
When the tip came back, it's already over, by the way, if you haven't guessed.
Yeah.
Operation Shuttlecock of Four, Ride the Big Dick Hard, is complete.
It is a shuttlecock.
Operation Shuttlecock has detached. Send the shaft south.
We just watched a giant, like, dick dream. If you had this dream and explained it to a therapist, like, you've got problems. Well, there's this big dick,
issues.
And four people were inside of it, and it shot itself into space, and then the tip came off. And then as the tip started to come back, it fires this glorious rope into the air, and these three beautiful explosions. They were the parachutes that brought Operation Soft Tip back to Earth.
Operation, we're done here. Soft Tip into the dirt.
It was pretty amazing, but you can't not watch that and see a penis.
Has landed.
The blue organ is down, and we are no longer blue. We have shot our load in space. Scott, did you have fun?
Amazon sucks.
Quiet down, boy. Next, we will fire sharks into space with lasers.
It was an Austin Powers scene. When that thing took off, it looked like CGI wiener.
Oh, it did.
And I wish that I was more grown up to see the glories of this, but I can't. You build a giant dick and you fire it. I'm gonna laugh for the 12 minutes that thing went off.
What's so funny?
Even the rocket part, just by design, has two little bubbles on the bottom of it. I didn't know those were. When the thing started to spin and it's in, it's like it's got two little nuts. He spared no expense to making this a giant penis. It was pretty great, though. Pretty neat. And
John,
soon we'll all be doing it.
It's not a great movie, but don't you think that Bezos is just Brewster's Millions?
Yeah,
blowing his money on a penis?
Here's the crazy part of what just happened. Because of you and me and Toledo's birthday, happy birthday,
right.
Dick.
By seven tonight,
it's paid for. He's good. Amazon's interest rate just paid for that because we can't stop. And again, I'm not one of those people that bitches about that. The man invented something amazing. He put a system together that shut down
all
commerce.
We all benefit from it.
We love Amazon. So stop being mad at Jeff Bezos for reaping the benefits of making our collective humanity easier. I've said it for years, as many people that want to bitch and everything else, this is the easiest time to be alive as a human. There is nothing at all. The only thing we've got, and I'm guilty of this, I'm in on it, our emotional problems, things we can't handle ourselves. We have a lot of stresses because there's so much going on.
So many choices.
Well, there's so much to keep up with. There's so many things to strive for. There's so much pressure to achieve because yes. there's so much achievement. We have yes. This is the easiest time to be alive. The most magnificent time to be a human is now, and we spend most of it bitching. We spend most of it bitching about how cruddy things are, how it used to be great. I always say that to somebody, well, this country used to be some. Ask a black guy that. Talk to a black guy and tell me how great this country's been up until, I don't know, and I'm going to shoot a number out there, black people. You can argue with me. 87? I'm guessing 87 is when you guys started to go, like, I can go outside and feel okay.
OJ.
Unless you were dressed like a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Right.
Or a Buffalo Bill or something. Being outside as a black guy probably was a little uncomfortable in certain neighborhoods. That's recent. But it's the best time to be black in America, too. And I know nobody wants to hear that, but it's the best time to be here. We just watched a dick shoot into space, and people are going to bitch. Well, spend that kind of money on poor people in inner cities. No, they're using Amazon, too. This guy can do whatever he wants.
No, John, nothing's going to get done. I know how I feel personally, and now that we've entered Operation Refractory Period, nothing's going to get done.
Absolutely.
The greatest thing about it is it's in Amazon fashion. We just watched the space ride from start to end in 11 minutes.
It's 11 minutes. Amazon very, very expeditiously just shot four people in the sky.
The last time in the classroom, remember how long that was? And then you
forever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This guy emails and says, it reminds me of Jonah Hill on Superbad, but as Dr. Evil. It's a big, veiny, triumphant bastard that just went into the air. We're very proud of it. Bucky was nailed and closed. How many orgasms did you have, Bucky?
My name's not Bucky.
Whatever. The old lady was pleased. Let's
Maybe
just say that.
Maybe he did take one of Jonah Hill's drawings and just transpose it.
Semen floats in space. You've never seen anything like it before. You have to try this. For $500 million, we'll get you up there.
Zero gravity Spallucci.
Yeah.
Other than Wally.
The last one to hit the biscuit was my brother. He had to eat it. It was hilarious. 18-year-old boy finished off real fast. He didn't want to eat the biscuit, Spallucci biscuit. I love that this happened today. And now what we have to do, because, Brett, you're a car guy.
Yeah.
You were racing cars Saturday.
Yeah.
We fire both of them up there and race these bastards. The dick versus the virgin. One's called virgin, one's a dick. The dick v. virgin.
Wide world of
I'm
sports.
The child.
Do that.
I'm the one who gets the reviews. His blue humor, his childlike brain. He's just a... This is the most powerful people in the world, and he shot a dick, and the other guy calls this thing virgin. Shut up.
The space cherry race.
Yeah. Branson may have popped the cherry, but I made her go. I mean, he just caused it to bleed and want more, and I gave it to her. Space has never been so pleased. Once you go Bezos. It's just great. What just happened was fantastic. Space dick. Is the thing. And Space Dick the movie. Well, Mel Brooks, you're still alive. You have to write. You did Spaceballs. Now Space Dick.
Bezos, it looks like it was something from Spaceballs.
It was.
I mean, literally.
Yeah. It's just insane. I mean, this guy, Key, just said somebody online has the exact same thoughts as you because the launch of his, they just sent over the Dr. Evil rocket, which was, it's the same thing. He designed it after that. And if you're telling me that's an accident, you're crazy. Bezos is thumbing his nose at us going, you saw what I did. And it's awesome. That is manliness. We are phallic. We are. That. You want to talk toxic masculinity? You just watched it. You just watched it. If a woman ever built that, would they ever build a floating vagina? No, those things are not aerodynamic. Would you imagine that sonic boom?
Let alone the whistling.
Wow. The front butt.
Okay, it is... this is gross. We're going to turn it off.
Front butt at the controls. Yeah.
Operations clams in space. Fire! That's disgusting. Turn it off.
Clams.
It only works if it's phallic.
They could use the flaps for landing.
Wow. All right. Like those girls we don't like, those giant inner labia have to flop out to break the, and starts flapping its wings. Here she comes as she cues back into space. The booster rocket slowing her down.
Now comes the mesh.
Yes, the mesh, the net has been launched. Operation Clam on its way back down. One of the grossest things I've ever looked at.
There they open the door. Attorney Sokolov.
Who's that? He's the mesh guy. That's right. You watch so much television, it's disturbing. You said I watched a lot when I was a kid. You're passing me by miles now. If you know the lawyer for the vaginal mesh commercial by name, you're killing it, Brady. That's a good reference, but that's a TV watcher. Comedians on drugs don't watch as much late night TV as you're pulling in the middle of the day. Sokolov is the lawyer. Well, ladies, that's good that Brady did that because we'll use this as a teaching moment. If your mesh just flopped out, Sokolov is what you need to search. This is awesome. What an awesome morning. What a great start to the day. Brady had a stupid car wreck. You know who this puts out of business? You know who the next newspaper mall,
like big business.
The next business that's over now? Gone? Completely in the next 10 years? Gone? They have to be counting their days? Hot air balloons. Who needs this? Who needs this garbage anymore? Who needs to go on a hot air balloon ride now? Never.
Santa Fe.
Well, they're neat.
They're neat to look at, but
now we got this.
You're saying you can fire off maybe mini versions of it that don't go quite as high?
So it's look, it takes me about 6 hours to get a hot air balloon going. I've been to the hot air balloon festival in Albuquerque. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. Just the glowing visually. Part is the
The glow
coolest,
is kind of
right?
cool, but that's just fire, and I'm a child and a caveman deep down. They get up in the air, and you're like, that's it. And then you go up, and you're at the mercy of the wind. There's no technology to this damn thing. Even the pilots are like, where are we going to go? You can't steer.
Well, according to what we see the wind pattern.
Right. They can steer it to a certain degree with just getting up and down where they feel wind, but there's no technology to that. But now you come floating safely back down to Earth after a few minutes in space and get the same thing a hot air balloon would do, and then you get boosters to land it. This is still hot air balloon rides. If I'm a hot air balloon guy and I'm that Harry Potter kid that runs up there at React Defense looks just like him. That's his job.
Really?
Vincent? Yeah, Vincent Chase. He's a chaser. And I'm like, what do you do? And he goes, you just hope. And I'm like, that's your job is to drive as fast as you can, looking up. And he goes, yeah, we get an idea where it's going to come down, and we just kind of fly to that and then just chase it. So you got guys on the ground.
Power lines.
Just driving as fast as they can drive to the thing. Vincent, you got to start looking. You got to hope that this training thing at React Defense works out to a full-timer because the hot air balloon, I hate to break it to you folks, those days of people paying for that are over. That is old school. That's the Model T of air travel.
After seeing that last basket drop a couple weeks ago.
I'm not getting on one of those.
No champagne, no morning
I had
brunch ride. You had that scheduled, didn't you, in Sedona?
Completely. And the guy called me and goes, it's a little cold out. And I'm like, I don't know what are the rules? I'm like, I'm not real comfortable with this. Okay, well, you being the pilot and all. Well, if you still want to go, I'm like, you just told me you're not comfortable. Why would I do that? You think I'm going to have a good time if I'm knowing you're 50-50 on this float?
I'll do it.
I mean, I'll still go up because I'm a man. I'm a man. If you want to go ahead and, take your tampon and play with that for all day again, I'm going up. It was like 48 degrees, maybe a little colder, and he's like, I don't know, that's not a good idea. Is it going to be? Oh, it's going to be freezing in the first place. It's going to be freezing. You're going to hate it up there. Second, it's kind of cloudy and cold. Not a lot to see. I'm like, you don't sound like you're really into this. Let's skip it. I'm like, all right, just get a little. I planned a hot air balloon. Now. And then I know a guy out there, a friend of mine, Jerry, lives out by Deer Valley. He's like, I watch those things hit the ground because he lives on the desert. He's had hot air balloons. He was like,
watch him
bounce.
Like
65, 70 degrees. You look, it's a beautiful morning. You're sitting on your thing, just sliding across the desert. Just blaze. Like, they don't land. They never land soft. They're just and he's just through his backyard.
The wind is still taking it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not done yet. Yeah, they don't have like a blocker or like hands that flap back.
We're landing right on top of this dust devil.
Yeah. He said that. He's like, I don't know. This was years ago we're talking.
Did he just bail when it hits the ground?
He's watched two plane crashes because he lives by Deer Valley Airport. And this was back before, I mean, this was even before Deer Valley had what it has now. So there was a lot less. And he's like, I used to watch those hot air balloons come in hot on the reg because it's just wide open desert. You know him, Jerry Davis. He'd go just floating down there and just dragging ass across that. I'm like, he wouldn't ride in one. He goes, after watching that, no way. And everybody gets out and looks like they're just happy to be alive. It's not even like, that was the most wonderful thing. Pete Holmes is a comedian, has a great story about he proposed to his wife in the hot air balloon. And he said, I had a plan that this was going to be amazing. And he said, but what you don't put into consideration while you're planning this is how small that gondola basket is. And he said, I'm there and I've got the ring and it's like me and my fiance to be. And then this dude with his hand on this thing is like a foot away from me. And you turn and you're like, you have this big speech plan. You know, I just want to let you know that I love you very much. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Thanks, anyway, Captain Over.
Got to keep us in the air.
Yeah, it was pretty. And then he started to mess something up. So the proposal goes sideways. And it's a great story. But he's like, it's a terrible form of travel. The fact that it was invented as an attempt to go from A to B is the funniest thing. It was never.
It was more scouting. The was, Zeppelin, I think, was more
well,
of a
the Zeppelin.
Traveling.
Well, yeah, the hot air balloon was the first one. We're like, hey, it floats. We could float if we get enough fire. Yeah. And then they were thinking, maybe we can go from here to there like a bird. They couldn't control that. It wasn't ever initially invented for like, look, we can take a look at the beautiful views. No. It was a terrible invention. The hot air balloon is a terrible invention. It flies
well,
in like
let,
a 5-degree
the
window.
Know. They're about 2 miles out. They're coming our
right.
way.
Exactly. Like you see that there,
they'd
the balloon.
Them up and
that's what we need. Shoot that down. They don't know where they're going.
How many do you see? I don't know. 20,000?
Yeah. And at night, it's hard to sneak up on the enemy. There they are. The fire just getting more. That's the bad guy. Yeah. I mean, initially, that was supposed to be the thing. But it flies from 68 to 80 degrees. That's it. I went to the balloon festival in October, and it happened to be one of the hottest days Albuquerque had ever had in October. It was like 90. Those impotent bags would not come up off the ground. They are fire. The noise was so annoying after a while. All over the place. And none of these things would inflate because it was too hot.
Too hot.
So
wow.
they get the one Darth Vader about 8 feet off the ground, and it's floating around like it's like Darth Vader with a hangover, bubbling and waving around. And everybody's like, oh, we were all excited to see one go up. And the worst part is the morning started cold. And then, like, once the sun came out, it was just smoking hot. Albuquerque's sun is awful. It feels like it's touching you. And it was like 88. No, like, this is going to be a bad day. They tried to get a couple off early. Hurry up! The thing is, a big tequila bottle starts going with cactus arms. It's too big to float. 8-9 feet. That's all the further they got off the ground. All right, thanks for coming out, everybody. Come back for the glow.
Well, that was worth the trip.
Yeah. That was Megan's dad fell in the shower at the Sheraton.
Jeez.
Oh, we had a good one. It's pretty solid. The front of my rental car fell off. I didn't hit a thing, but just got out, and I'm like, noise. Turn around, old bumper's
flapping.
Like, oh man, I'm gonna get blamed for that.
Didn't mark this.
No. Take out the extra insurance.
That's, I just that's bigger no. than a dollar.
Well, they were all in a bar. I was just chewing dentine and putting that thing back together. Just getting as much gum on that as I could. A little trouble with the old Escalade bumper. Evidently, that thing's detachable without touch. Anyway. Pretty awesome moment there. But hot air balloons, I think you're the next, you know, everybody says it about us. Radio's always wearing that. Radio's dead, you know. No, it's not. We'll be fine. Because broadcasting isn't dead. Maybe the form of it of, you know, through the airwaves might go away, but we'll be fine.
Have they said that when satellite and cable came out and everything else? Oh, TV's dead.
Yeah, TV's dead. Yeah. Radio's been dead every time something new comes yeah. along, and radio just finds a way. We're the cockroach of entertainment.
Yeah.
And if you look around.
We're Keith Richards.
Most of the people hired are the cockroaches of entertainment. I feel terrible when they're like, you're number one in the ratings. And I'm, yeah, but in radio. That's what Jill Short's husband said to me.
Really?
Well, that's what Brian Callen, who tries to compliment me all the time, every time I talk to him, is like, I tell you this every time, Johnny. You could have been one of the best. What did I – have I done nothing? What do you mean you could have been? Like, it's all over. But you chose poorly, poorly, poorly. Yeah, Jill Short's husband said, man, you could have been – you could have done so much.
You chose radio.
Like, I've done pretty good. Yeah, but in radio. Yeah, no, it's like I beat up retards every day. This isn't hard. And I'm a D student, and I'm the smartest one in the business.
So you're a Japanese composer now? You have to admit yeah. that you've been beaten up.
Oh, yeah, I've been knocking these kids and making them eat poop for years. Brady's the only college graduate in the room.
Huh?
You heard me.
4 years.
He's in.
Oh, all four?
I have a 2-year degree.
Not only
I got a 2-year.
I got a 2-year Knock it off.
They weren't graduates.
You're proving my point.
Glendale Community College
all
right here.
All three of us barely have a four-year degree. I bet you we wouldn't. I bet you if we combined all our twos and found out how much classes you took that I took, that we'd still be short by a year and a half. Brady not only went to college, finished on time.
Yeah.
With a pretty decent GPA. I don't know.
2.73.
Terrible, but you got out. That's
and no worthless. Gap year.
What a waste of money. You 2.7'd your parents' money, you son of a bitch.
Probably, yeah. I was right around almost, yeah, it's in between 2.7 and a 3.3.
Which classes B were student. Dragging you down? Math?
You were not a B student at 2.7. That's a
2.75.
Very low B.
That's more than one C.
I have my
very low B.
I know my
No. That's a high C.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. That's my point. It's such a low B. It's a C.
In order to get into the communication school, mm-hmm. I had to have an average of 2.75.
And you nailed that.
I was just below it.
Yeah.
But I entertained the dean of the college so much in his office.
Is that a blowjob? Is that what you mean?
That's what I heard.
No.
You tap dance? No. How much money did your dad throw at you?
I did tap dance a little bit.
Your dad paid for that.
No.
You don't know it, but he did. He's written a check. You need to talk to him before.
I will.
Hey, please, just how much would it cost to get the boy that extra .1?
I don't know, sir. Just that's not how we operate. That's how all colleges operate. Here's $10,000. Pocket that.
Did you say college was a lot higher than my high school grade average, too?
Yeah. Well, I didn't care at high school.
I was a definite C student.
That crushed me.
My parents are just thrilled I graduated. Really? You did? Yep. All right, great. D's. We'll be there.
Get out with D's. But yeah, radio is not, it is not high end. It's just, you know what it is? It's just people who've learned to BS so well. The successful ones have learned how to talk about anything and actually make some sense. You do have to be a little bit smart to stick around.
Yeah.
But you hang around this gaggle of knobs and they all think they're brilliant. They all think that something matters. I just tell fart jokes.
The hardest thing sometimes for a lot is you got to work. I mean, it's not hard work, but showing up is is a big part of it. And then you got to put your
that is well, you nailed it right there.
Yeah.
That part is, and it was hard for you. That was a big job today, showing up.
Yeah, we battle it every once in a while.
Battle showing up, waking up is part of the job, and that's really rough.
It's amazing how many people that we've had in the 20 years that just didn't want to wake up.
Oh, tons. Yeah,
and their opportunity is right there.
Yeah, you want to be part of this, you got to go, oh, I'm not getting up that early. And worse still, they wouldn't even do the overnight shift. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I know. Only an idiot would do that for more than a month.
Well, Fitz has even said the same things. He goes, I can't get up that early. I can't do what you guys do.
I can't either. Still managed to do it.
Right.
But it's, radio, everybody says radio's dead, but not as dead as those hot air balloon people, man. I feel bad if you spent, especially if you just recently said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to do hot air balloon tours. You got about a six-year window now that this space thing's going. We're shooting dicks in space every couple weeks. This is just going to ramp up. There's going to be more dicks going up. We're going to see one a month, and then next year there's going to be an online thing. It'll be like, you want to go? And then really rich people will get up there, and then it'll trickle back down, and the next thing you know, it'd be like going to a Suns playoff game. It's like, it seems a little pricey, but when's the next chance I get?
If you're in the hot air balloon business right now, I would order – the Blue Origin balloon right now. Just
you get sued by Bezos? Don't do that.
Yep.
Terrible
do
idea.
It.
No, he will sue. He will win. And then you're going to lose your balloon and your future.
Yeah, maybe call him first. Maybe.
Hot air balloon people, you're done. And I know you're sitting there going, well, I couldn't fly today anyway. And I know, because your stupid balloon is dumb. It only flies if it's 68 to 80. What are you doing here? We get like a month and a half of good travel. Get up to Flagstaff, those beautiful balloons. It's the dumbest form of
in
anything.
A wicker basket.
Yeah, we'll get to
we're going to take you up a,
go to Pier 1.
1,000 feet.
Going to turn a couch into a thing I can stand in. And then fire myself up a couple thousand feet at the mercy of the wind.
So before Bezos and Branson, we slingshotted ahead of hot air balloons.
Oh, we just did.
Jobs that aren't dead.
Absolutely. Well, radio just went, whew, see a hot air balloon guy. You didn't even see this coming. Because when that thing floated back to Earth, I'm like, well, there goes hot air balloons. There's no reason to do that again. You get all the benefits of, and plus you're coming down from space. So you see Earth, you see the states, you see your state, you see where you're going to land. I mean, it's all of it. Hot air balloon, you might see a mountain or two or off into the distance a little bit.
Might. You might.
And the guy's like, you see the curvature of the Earth from here. Idiot.
How often is, I wonder, is he allowed to fire it up? Because he's like $28 million a seat. Yeah.
Wow. That was for charity. They say the $28 million was a charitable donation that got you a seat on the thing. So I don't think that was the price tag. That's just what it drove to. I don't know. What it was, like a couple hundred thousand dollars, I'm guessing, right off the bat for average Joe to pop up there.
11 minutes. You could do a couple.
Well, you heard them in the capsule. That was a party.
It was.
They were screaming and hooting and hollering, waving their cowboy hats around. That's the other scary part. There's no pilot. It's just you on a Disney ride. And it, literally, that's what it is. Your Disney ride. Disney's going to get involved in this. How could they not? With all their Marvel stuff and the advertising.
And now the Star Wars stuff.
And oh, my God. Yeah. The advertising possibilities on the side of that thing. Launching.
Mandalorian helmet up in space.
Imagine that. Five winners from Disney.com. And we'll take you up on the new Star Wars space. It's not a ride at Disneyland. It's an actual shoot you up into space ride. People would lose their minds. I'd be in that thing all day. John Gordon would be dressed up like a Star Wars character every day.
I'd love to see that first launch.
Of Star Wars nerds?
Yeah.
You have to dress as like a, and everybody comes up as Bib Fortuna.
Hey, Toledo, be honest with yourselves and the listening audience. When John was saying hot air balloons are cheap and boring, for a moment, did it seem to you like a good idea to buy one?
No. What it did was make him question why he ever made that down payment yesterday.
Oh, no. Really?
I gotta cancel that.
Happy birthday to our own Dick Toledo today. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, boys.
What's on the agenda for the Toledo Day?
Family's got some stuff planned. I'm not sure.
You don't even know.
Surprise. Yeah.
Dinner tonight.
So. Dinner dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Do you get to pick dinner at least?
Yeah, I think we're going to do Brazilian.
Ooh, going to the Brazilian steakhouse.
Heavy protein.
Rhodesia?
More meat, please. I believe so, yeah.
That's a good place. Do you need a tie-in with that? I'll crack your windshield.
Really? All right, go throw a rock in my windshield.
New Vision will help you out. We get that done in a day. Get a minimum of $120 cash back and a dinner at Rhodesio Grill.
And because I can't be the only one to get swiped at today.
Yeah.
Hey, Brady,
yo.
Be honest. Brady got you in, Forrest Gump style. Your 273 didn't matter once mama yeah. got in with the dean.
Your mama cares about your education, boy.
Oh. Oh. Jeez, Mom, what's going on in there? Hey, Dean.
Your mama, President Ping.
Your mama sure does care about your education, boy.
The difference was Forrest was a child. Brady was 20.
Can't get in the communication department without entertaining the dean. I don't know what that is. I did a tap dance. I did a little blackface because that's what you do in a fraternity in college to entertain people. Nothing.
274, you needed a 275? Is that what you said?
Oof. I wasn't even close to a 274 at the time. That's your. Oh. You have to determine your sophomore year in order to get in.
You were D-ing your way
in your first 2 years.
I would have had to written three letters to each department.
Oh.
To say, can I get in, or what do I need to do in order to get in? And so I just set up a meeting with the dean of the...
And just chatted it out.
Yeah.
Your dad paid that. You don't know it. But nobody's going to listen to some kid.
Well,
talk.
I went in there. My dad's Tom Bogan.
He does. Your dad gave him AC
no
for
no legacy
life.
Or anything.
Yeah, your dad came by and gave AC
for
services to the college.
Hey, look,
Brady,
Ping,
you don't
what's
know
it going to take?
I have opened your eyes to so many truths
you're
in
right.
your life that I guarantee
like, hey, that
you
was easy.
That was not you going in having a chat
like that
with
kid
an adult.
In the rocket today.
You were an idiot. Who couldn't get through a class, but you figure, well, if I just schmooze the dean and give him a little laugh or two, I'll get
no,
right
I had in. No idea.
Yeah, your dad paid for that. You don't know it, but there was an extra fee involved that boosted you up to the grade necessary.
A little donation.
Yeah, that's all it was.
How about a new gym?
Guaranteed. Some of that bunny family money went over to Ohio University.
Nope.
Brady, that doesn't work. Why wouldn't the teacher just go, he's so great, I'm just going
to
boost him.
To
the dean is not going to just go, you know what, you're funny.
To be honest,
they can.
John,
I know,
in 1969 it worked.
Yeah.
No. In 1982?
That was 85.
Okay. This guy did not just like you enough to boost you forward.
Thank you, Dean Carlson.
No, they have a system in place. They have a system. You felt special that I'm a really engaging individual. What lesson is that Dean teaching anybody?
You had to maintain, you know, over
you
that.
You never did.
And I did. After you mean, the fact well, that I got in, I was a
once
in,
you got in
communications,
is what you're
I was over yes, a I was a 3-2-3-3 student.
First off, nobody wants to hear from some 20-year-old kid about why he can't function properly enough to get
slapping
his grades.
Slapping his hands together.
Oh no, I didn't even
you know
say
many
that.
Times like, he would sit with idiots if he took those meetings without his dad going. I'll give you 10 grand, sit with him in a room, and you know. He already had the money in his pocket. He smiled. You're a good kid. Thanks a lot. That's a compelling speech. You don't give compelling speeches. You don't. You can't. You're incapable.
You're, something happened you're that day.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what happened. That guy's bank account went dunk, dunk, up to 10,000 more. It had to be. He paid an extra year so he'd get you out of that. It'd be embarrassment to the Bogan clan if you were a 5-year Ohio University student. Meanwhile, your sister's over at Notre Dame. You guys are crushing it. Purdue and
I'm an OU. I'm a Bob. I know. I just had to have a pulse to get in initially.
I'm a 2-4 Bob. Hey, you'd still be better than me. The only thing I did was tell a Spanish teacher I had test anxiety, so I didn't have to try. She let the cat out of the bag and told us that her son suffers from test anxiety. And she said, and he suffers greatly from it. He does very good with the material, and then the tests come on and he can't do them. And I'm like, this lady's letting us know every soft spot she's got. She's a doting mother, an older doting mother who thinks that her son's test anxiety is why he's stupid. So I went up to her and after the first test, and I'm like, I also suffer from test anxiety. And you know I know this stuff.
She goes, I know you do, John. It's very – I'll consider that.
She used to boost my grades like 10, 15 points because of test anxiety. And I would whip up a few like shakes. I know I didn't do very good. I just
that worked.
It worked.
No way.
Because she got emotional talking about her son having it, and I was the only one who had the guts to try to get an extra few points. Then I get like a B every once in a while. She'd boost me to an A. It was community college. My friend Steve and I lied to Mr. Robinson at Chandler Gilbert Community College. Said we did a paper, and they said, "All right, everybody, line up, get your papers back." And we lined up to get them back, and we're like, "Where are they?" "What do you mean, where are they?" I'm like, "Where are our papers?" And he's looking at us, and I'm like.
What the?
What happened? Well, you boys turned your papers in. Like, yeah, we did. And he looked at Steve. He goes, I remember yours. Never did it. Gave Steve a C and me a D because he knew I was kind of a jerk off. Gave Steve a C. We never did it. We brought turkeys to
Tests
his turkey
in the waters.
Yeah, it was Chandler Gilbert Community College with Mr. Robinson. He didn't even say his own name right. I'm Mr. Robinson. I have tenure. I've been here for over 12 years.
Yeah, is that a disease you have?
Mr. Robinson, I have tenure. He got all upset once because he didn't know the difference between skydiving and scuba diving.
That's right.
When women are scuba diving, they struggle because of skydivers they struggle because of their breasts. It's harder to weigh them down because the breasts are buoyant. Like, what are you talking about? When the women are skydiving. What? They skydive. You try to swim. And I'm like, what is he doing? Skydiving? And then he finally was like, well, what's the one called where you're underwater? Scuba diving, you moron. I have tunya.
D.
I have tunya. Tunya. You go ahead and take your tunya and shove it up your ass. I did the paper. I got a D. You can barely speak the language. We have a notebook of his misspoken words, like 30 pages of phrases and things he said that made no sense. And ski divers, that's what he was calling. Ski divers is the ones that have trouble because of breasts. What's a ski diver? You know, underwater, you can swim around, ski diving. Skydiving? Ski diving. It's not a thing. You're not a thing. I'm not a thing. This is all over.
Hence why he was at Chandler Gilbert for how many years?
Yeah, now Chandler Gilbert's better, but they got some money, and I'm sure they moved him right out. But yeah, it's a college, Brady. Nobody's going to listen to you tell a story.
Let me tell you a story.
How did it go?
Mr. Dean? Can I speak to you for a little while? Love your sausages.
That's not me. You started talking that.
Started talking food.
It was Jimmy.
So you didn't know him. You just set up a meeting like students can do with the dean of the school.
He's looking at my phone. You were Scooby-Doo for 3 summers.
Right, I said. And he's looking at you and he's thinking, anything to keep this kid from trying to give me another speech.
But my uncle has massive head trauma.
Oh, he's not well. He's not well. Do you remember your speech to the dean?
No, there was no speech. It was just sitting down talking with him.
Because that's what he does. And then he
boosted. Yeah, when you meet with the dean, say, I want to get into the communications.
And he's like, and your grades are not good.
Well, you got to have a 275 to get in there, and I see you're working on stuff
have,
there.
What I do have is a poor work ethic and a sense of humor that'll knock you on your socks. So what do you say? Hire me up?
Did you have to do his kid's bar mitzvah or something? You had to do something for that.
No, I didn't.
Then your dad paid. Yeah. Right, your dad paid. Just called Bunny and Torp. How much extra did you have to pay? Because you did not give a compelling, rousing
Jack squat.
Bill Paxton speech.
It was, John.
Didn't know. So he's, does anybody believe this story
no.
without money being involved?
Bunny and Torp, the original Felicity Huffman, getting him in the college scandal or what?
Yeah,
it's I did crew for 1 year. I was on the crew team.
Yeah.
Is there anything we could do to keep him from coming home early? $10,000 and that boy's in communications.
Done. And again, you sitting in the dean of communications office stuttering and rasping away.
No.
He's like, yeah, this is what I want.
Smooth
no
sailing.
No way. You going, hugging that piss pillow.
I just want to be a broadcaster.
Oh, let's get him right in immediately. What a speech.
Did you check the bank account? Port Massimo fired over another $10,000.
Check clear yet?
I don't buy it.
Gold.
Nope. Somebody paid for that. You couldn't go in and give a speech to me, and I know you forever about
it. I just wish you would do, help me out with a...
We just cut to the chase already, goddammit. if
what's it take to get in here?
What does it take to get you out of my office?
What do you say I bring my tools on Monday and I start?
I got to give it to you to believe that you had the power to do that at age 20.
He saw a diamond in the
rough. Yeah, what happened to that kid? Did you bring him food?
No.
You don't remember what you talked about to save your bacon in school?
We just had a very good conversation.
About what?
Life.
Then it wasn't that meaningful to even you.
That's what I thought. I mean, I came away, I'm like, wow. I mean, there's a good meeting. I know what I have to do. And the next thing you know, I see, oh my, I'm in the school of communications. I'm in! Because I came out front to the
assistant,
and she goes, "Congratulations, you're a."
Yeah, I know, because she was the one handling the wire. She knew you were in. Congratulations, dumbass!
By the way, you start on Monday,
Brady. As silky smooth as I can be, silver tongued, I could call the dean right now at ASU and probably try to talk him into letting me in.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
And he would just do that thing with his finger and his thumb. Where's my money?
And he'd give you, but he'd give you like a professorship or something. We just want you to go down to Cronkite School and be an instructor.
Brady's always believed that bartering is the answer, but what he didn't know is his dad was funding all those moves.
You make a deal for him, he makes
through
a deal
barter.
For you. It's how it works, you barter. You make relationships.
Mm-hmm. Anything. Well, maybe Tom Brenneman was involved.
He's my buddy, and I want him to hang around because he's sober. And he holds.
Yeah, we need him.
And we need him around.
Marty, can you
and
make a
holds.
Call?
Yeah. He holds.
He holds for us. Nobody would believe if Bogan had a pocket full of cocaine that it wasn't his friend. Coke could fall out of Brady's ass and the cop would buy it when he said.
That's not mine.
So, John, what you're saying is much like Brett, Brady got boosties too.
He did. And just as equally effective, the boosties. I know you don't want to, but call your parents and crush your own dreams of how accurately brilliant you were that day with the dean of communications at age 20 to talk him into this. This is a $10,000 minimum, I'd say. Well, I was 85. 10 grand's about right. They just paid an extra semester so you could get in.
John, here's the straight poop. I just wanted him the hell out of my office. Yeah. Sign the dean.
I'm sure of that. How long is this going to go
on? It's been 45 minutes, kid.
Yeah. I've been in rooms with you with owners. And when you left, they're like, we got to get rid of him. I'm like, no, he was just being fun. He's fun. Oh, I can't take it anymore. What? Who gives that much of a f*** about Sandusky, Ohio? I never thought it would end.
Brady was ahead of his time. Johnny went into that dean's office and said he identifies as an A student.
Yep.
See, I'm a D student, but I identify as a next level communications guy. I'm woke. You'll find out about that soon enough.
Listen to me speak.
And by the way, I got a little complaint about my frat house. So if you could arrange
that. Was the
that,
closer, and he signed me in right then.
If you could arrange that, I'd be pleased with all that stuff. But hey, also, check this guy out.
You didn't.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a TV on in the room, you'd have just sat in there staring at it.
Thank God they didn't have a TV on.
So I'm walking down the street the other day, and I got my, oh, am I getting tucked up? Because that is a little one. And then, you know.
Get out of my
office.
It's
got to be in.
Get out of my ear. This is a communications class, you idiot. Oh, man. I hate to break it to you, but I'm crushing some more rose-colored glasses.
I don't know what's crushing about it.
Because your dad paid for that. You have to ask some questions. Your parents footed the bill for you to not be retarded.
It worked.
It's great, but you need to admit that and quit telling people you walked into the communication dean and said, I'm qualified. And he's like, goddamn right he is. You're the next Stone Phillips.
You're the kind of go-getter we're looking for.
That's exactly what I want graduating from my communications, a fairly literate, somewhat troubled speech impediment guy to launch. And you've done great.
Yeah.
You're probably the most successful one outside of Stephanopoulos and the guy who runs CNN.
you're, Hemmer.
Even yeah. Bretterman.
Yeah. You're the second to this dickhead. Congratulations, Ohio University. Good move. Oh, that's a great story, Brady. All lies.
It's hilarious.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
You want some breaking news from the rumor mill?
Yeah.
John, the Greek freak has COVID. The Bucks are trying to cover it up. They were scrambling yesterday to try to get him home. It hasn't hit the news yet, but I've got inside information from my wife who's in the medical field.
Home to Greece?
I don't know. Back to Milwaukee.
Yeah, aren't they already there? Wouldn't they be there already?
Back? Yeah. Well, this or is what he's saying. Right, he's saying it happened a couple days ago.
Don't start that.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
But I wouldn't doubt it. They would cancel the game. They would come up with that. There's no possible
way
you let this series go.
Screw that, NBA.
It goes into the Olympics.
The Olympics are barely going to happen.
Chris Paul sat for a game.
Yeah, but that
wasn't the finals.
You have two games left. You don't want this tainted mess of COVID on top of the COVID year. Although they could say this is the COVID year.
But now you have an arena full of fans. You can't have that.
We also had a team around him the entire time. So if you're
serious. Two teams around him.
If that's real, and I don't know that that's real, but if that's real, you have to shut the game down. If you're serious about any of the protocols or anything else, because
Giannis
and
assistant head coach and one of the trainers all tested positive. They were trying.
So now don't they have a
trying to get him on a private medical flight back to Milwaukee?
No kidding. Well, if they do it like Kamala Harris, who was magically cured of a plane ride full of COVID,
right,
and went to a doctor on Sunday, that she's good. Well. I don't want that to be the case. If the Suns are going to win this championship, I want it to be full strength. I don't want Giannis COVID to be the story, because that's what it would be.
Right.
That's like Willis Reed breaking his leg and then them losing.
Right.
You're like, oh, they would have won it. That's definitely not something I care to see. In fact, I would prefer it if they just canceled the game.
They'd have to roll that out.
It says that his brother's 3 days ago.
Brother has it.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anything with Giannis.
His brother was away.
Yeah, he's in the protocol. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brother has it, so maybe
they're really close. It would take about a week, you know.
But you know, if another player gets it and it just trips by, and they've been hanging out and hugging and doing brotherly love, I don't know what the hell those Antetokounmpos do.
It's Greek.
Maybe they kiss. They're Greek. Good Lord, the things they could do. I don't know if you do it to your brother though. You do it to your brother's brother. Well, that's interesting information that's being artificially strewn about as if we were cast off from Ohio's communications program. There isn't a room or a person in this room who is a qualified college graduate communications
journalist. Mr. Communications, 4 years.
Nope, Brett, nope. There's nobody in the room.
Not at all.
Qualified,
Brett,
educated.
2.5 years in the communications school.
No one in this room educated enough through communications and broadcasting to follow up on that story. Although, great story. Fun fodder. Would they let him play? That's a big question. Like, if he had it, like, you know what? Throw him out there. All these guys have been vaccinated. Let's just play the game.
They didn't with Paul, but was he was vaccinated, right?
Justin Turner.
Yeah.
The Dodgers third baseman had it, and they pulled him in the
That's
middle
right.
of the game, and they won the World Series, and Justin Turner's out there celebrating with the team. Nobody really cared. And that was back in, what, November?
Yeah.
And that was before all the vaccines came and all the... They just had that weird World Series in Texas. But, man, that would be interesting if that's the case. Who is this person?
That's what I asked.
Reveal yourself.
That's what I asked.
Or I'll send Brady in his hypnotic ways to convince you to do whatever
he
says.
I'll talk to him.
Brady will talk to him. The closer.
The wolf.
That's right. The communications wolf.
I'm the wolf of communications. articulate. That's what I do.
Ooh.
I'm the wolf of communicating words and stuff.
Our listener who was going through chemo like last week or something that told us about that, says, BS, he has COVID and I have cancer. Oh, wait.
You do have cancer. Well, let's hope that it affects him, but it doesn't stop the game. Let's just hope that he breathes funny. That'd be great. Or he has to wear a mask during the game. That's nearly impossible. What an interesting turn of events that would be. Is there anything on any news sources or anywhere out there?
I'm looking.
It's just his brother, huh?
Let me check my
sources. Damn it, C fans, stop it. You're playing with hearts here. Can't do that.
Fire up that parade, Johnny.
Oh, now you've done it.
Now it's on you.
Now it's your ass. What's worse is they played better without him against the Hawks. Those
right,
Middleton,
that, yeah,
Middleton,
that one day.
And, yeah, Middleton just
they
went
were
off
crazy. And Jrue Holiday went bananas.
Yeah, it's all about his brother. I can't find anything on him.
There's maybe the crossover.
Anyway, Brady will go talk to these people in his investigative
ways.
I'll
get it handled.
I learned this in journalism school. 4 years, communications, right?
I'm
here.
A journalism major. Guy who talks good.
Talking.
Talk good. Then went to talk good class.
What's on the board of musical treats today, Bert?
All right.
Toledo's spreading all this false information like the E-Network.
I explained where it came from.
I know. You could have kept it to yourself for a second. This is what we always go. Be first. Don't be correct.
If it leads, it bleeds.
That's right.
Or bleeds,
it bleeds. Well, if it leads, it bleeds.
That's true.
Oh, look, the helicopters are all leaving Papago. It's happening.
Uh-oh, are they coming for us?
Four of them. I hate that.
There goes Jonas.
I've watched too many Vietnam movies to like the look of four helicopters taking off in your
formation.
In formation. Oh, stop it, guys. Oof, they're getting Jonas back to Milwaukee.
Man, they're getting suit. Close, too. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. You had to back off a little bit.
Yeah, trying to tilt into it. All right, anyway.
All right, Wake Up Song brought to you guys by our friends over there at Action Ride Shop. Weather's supposed to be beautiful this weekend if it doesn't rain too much, but in the 90s. So if you guys are going to hit the trails, this is the time to do it. Get that bike tuned up. Get all the accessories you need.
Get that e-bike.
That's right. Get that.
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about getting one?
I'm thinking about it. I love that thing.
I thought Tripp was going to buy it out from under you.
He might. We'll race him. Tripp and I will be in the parking lot goofing around on those bikes.
He's looking for a tandem. I mean, he's
an e-bike tandem with you and I? That would be nice.
I'm sure Josh could find you something. But anyway, check him out on Facebook as well as Instagram.
That would not be pretty.
You and he on Trail 100?
Pedal harder. Jesus, I thought it was an e-bike.
There'd be complaining both sides.
Trip, your back tire's flat. Just shut up about that.
We're heading into a rock.
Your back tire, the whole thing back here seems lower than the front. What's going on with this bike?
Trip, are you even pedaling?
Put your ass into it. I
can't
know
steer. The wheels are off the ground.
You ride in the front. I'll be in the basket.
Easy D.
In the front, little legs sticking out.
Faster.
Trip, get on the. There's a second seat for you. I want to be in the basket. Jeez. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, we can go.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That was just for us. Picturing Trip's little legs hanging on that basket is like, for some reason, he's Monty Burns now.
Who's Burns' assistant?
I can't. That's enough.
We can go the Bezos route, detachable penis, Rocket Man, Space Cowboy from Steve Miller. But in 2017, Chris Cornell died today. So we can go that route as well.
This is the anniversary of his death. That's your birthday, right? Yep. And then Chester Bennington also, 2 years later?
I think it was 1 year later, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Was Cornell on his birthday? He died?
No, they both died on the same day.
It was in April, I think, wasn't it?
On this day, 140 years ago, Sitting Bull surrendered to the federal troops.
Oh, good.
Does he have a song, Brady? Or thanks for that.
What was his band?
Lovin' Spoonful came out with Do You Believe in Magic?
May 18th. Sitting Bull?
On this
this is why your communications suck. There's no tie-ins to
when
this.
I spent 4 years on that?
No, I know, but I didn't know if you were tying Sitting Bull to Love and Spoonful. Meanwhile, we have Chris Cornell's death. We're probably going to lead with that. I don't think we need any more. I think we got one.
So Bennington died 4 years ago today.
Yep.
Cornell died May 18th.
Oh, May 18th.
Of 2016.
So Cornell didn't die today.
It said that.
All of you are wrong.
48 somebody years hit me ago up with on this day.
Born today.
In 1973.
Not died today.
Bruce Lee died.
Oh, okay. Good. All right, well, it's his birthday then. Whatever.
And it was a blow to all dancing. Bruce Lee's death killed Broadway dancing like I've never seen. He was the best dancer I've ever watched.
There you go. So firing him up again.
Cornell's birthday.
Okay,
Bennington
that's right.
Died
Bennington
on
died on Cornell's birthday. Yeah,
so
right.
Let's. Well, either way, it's an excuse to play Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Which,
and they were only 2 months apart, John, not 2 years. They died in the same year.
Oh, geez. I thought it was at least.
Well, since it's his birthday, let's go birth ritual.
Oh, done. Birth ritual for Cornell. It's my favorite Soundgarden song.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, this is a great song. One single soundtrack.
One more little nugget.
Yeah, why not throw it up? Communicate.
27 years ago, 1994.
Right.
OJ put up a $500,000 reward to capture
the real killers.
Yeah.
He did that in July?
Yep, July 20th.
So he was out at this
1994.
Point. So he was bonded or bailed out because it was June 14th when it all went down.
Yeah.
So then in late July, they hadn't cuffed him and stuffed him yet?
Yeah, just wanted to make, I mean, as part of, hey, we got to find these real killers.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's all positioning and prepping.
I think he was out of the can, though. He just did that through the, like, thinking he still had a shot here. Yikes. All right. Well, this is the best Soundgarden song you could ever imagine. It's great. And it is hard to believe that it's been, what, 4 years since Cornell?
Yeah.
And Bennington, which is crazy. And makes you think to yourself, if you got somebody in your life that's going through a little mental something and it seems like their life may be perfect, it may not be. So check in on a couple people. I got a buddy of mine who goes.
Communicate.
That's right. Be a Brady today and communicate beautifully, by the way. Also, articulate all your words. Try to finish a sentence while communicating. Get on that tandem bike and ride, I say. Yeah, this is great. And especially because this is every bit of what Chris Cornell can do. It features every range he has. It hits the high notes. It gives you the Cornell lows. It gives you his just perfect center. And the notes are amazing. On top of Kim Thayil just grinding a guitar into your ears. This song has everything.
So good watching singles and when they're doing that at that club. Oh,
I don't think I've ever heard him do this well live. And I've watched the singles, like tapings.
Mm-hmm.
He lost it in this song. And it's a hard song to sing live. I don't think I ever watched him sing this well live. There's a demo on the singles reboot.
Yeah.
And he's doing it. And it's not very good. And it's also dropped down a... They drop it a little bit.
Well, they said...
it's impossible to sing this thing.
Cameron Crowe even said that when they were filming it the day before, like in preparations and stuff, he nailed it 100%. Yeah. And then the next day, the one they actually shot, he was like, it was good, but it wasn't like the day before.
Again, I go back to that thing on April 15th, the day of the Boston bombing.
Yeah.
When we had him at the Pub Rock and you hosted that.
Yeah.
And he sang those four songs. And I don't think I've ever heard a voice do that before. Like, it was just, it's so big. It's such a big voice. My biggest regret, I never saw them on a big stage.
Me neither. But,
damn it.
Not many people can say they saw them in a club with 30 people.
That's
a good
point. With a curtain
acoustic,
around it.
Yeah.
While everybody else, all the regulars who weren't allowed in. And there was, you know what's crazy about that? Nobody else just showed up and stood outside the curtain.
Yeah.
You could have. The bar was open, and you had heard everything. Those poor those people that sat there, just regulars at the Pub Rock that didn't know what was going on that day.
I'd have stumbled right in there.
Got treated to the great – my uncle may have the only better story ever. He was sitting at a bar next to United Center day before an Eric Clapton concert, and he just hears dung, 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 guy tuning a guitar. And this dude starts singing acoustic guitar on stage. There's nine people, and he goes, I hope you don't mind if I give myself a little practice. My uncle turns his head, and it's Clapton.
Oh, my God.
He's just doing a little work on the guitar, just playing a bar.
Yeah,
we found an empty bar and hung my uncle's, like you said, everybody was calling. He said, did like three songs and then got out of there. But he had a show at the United Center the next night. I stumbled across B.B. King and Les Paul at a place, I think it was called the Empire Hotel, on the day of stumblings because it was the 20-year anniversary of Lennon getting shot. I didn't know that. I'm in New York City. I'm walking through Central Park and everybody's singing Beatles songs. Didn't dawn on me the date. It was the greatest thing ever. So I'm singing out there. Paul McCartney songs, oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da. I'm like, what are we doing? What's this? And then walk to the Dakota. There's roses everywhere. Strawberry Fields has roses everywhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's the, not only is it the anniversary, it's the 20th anniversary. It was 2000. Walk back to the hotel, and there's a bunch of people just storming the stairs to the downstairs basement. The door's about 2 feet wide because when they built it, humans weren't fat. We're normal size. You slide through sideways, and I watch this old man's up on stage just crushing this guitar, and I'm like, whoa, who's that? And the guy's like, it's Les Paul. I'm like, you're kidding me. And then B.B. King comes strolling out, starts playing with him. I'm like, this might be the greatest day ever. I couldn't see him.
Right.
Because I was on this staircase, I could kind of see the old man. I'm like, who is it? It was amazing. But then my uncle's like 7 feet from Eric Clapton. But those folks at Pub Rock, you got the same thing.
Yeah.
And Chris Cornell, legend, just starts popping off four amazing songs. I mean, it was amazing. So
mine isn't that cool. I had a host of a local band night at the Mason Jar back in the day. And that's when David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar were touring together. And literally, Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony and the band just show up
because it was Mason Jar.
Yeah, because it was Michael Anthony's birthday, and they're like, there was a local band all set up, and they're like, "Hey, mind if we jam for a minute?" And they just went up. I got pictures of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they went up there and did like 3-4 songs, and then drank some tequila, bought the whole bar, got some tequila, and out
drumming or nobody?
Yeah, he was out with the whole band,
the whole group,
the whole band was out celebrating Michael Anthony's birthday,
and just played a club.
Yep, just showed up the Mason Jar. I got pictures of it. I'll have to bring
them. Was Franco there?
No, that was when Mick owned it.
Mick owned
it. So it was the second
time. Did Mick know?
Yeah.
He knew it was happening.
No. He just showed up. Because the Mason Jar has been around for so many years. Yeah. Like Nirvana played there way back in the day. I mean, everybody played there coming up.
So did Uncle Jesse.
Mine was interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was in London, 1987. Go to this club called the Hippodrome.
Yeah.
Some guy we met, he's like, you want to go to this? Hippodrome was a popular club there. So it's midnight. It's a total, you know, dance, lighting, bubblegum. Yeah.
Everything I would expect you to be at.
Yeah, I'm clubbing.
Right, you're out clubbing at midnight.
Midnight rolls around, turn all the lights off. It's packed. All of a sudden,
this is going to be good.
I'll tumble for ya. I'll tumble for ya. It's Culture Club.
Oh, my God.
They do three songs, and I couldn't walk for 2 weeks after.
A surprise show at a gay club. Yes. Brady didn't know he was in. Oh, that's fantastic. So let's recap. That's terrible.
True story.
Les Paul, B.B. King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony.
And the rest of
the Wabo Ritas or whatever they call them. Yeah.
Wabo Wabos. And Brady had
Culture
Club and his trip to London. And you know what's crazy? I would have loved that. That would have been amazing. That would have been amazing. I'd have watched that all day long because that dude could sing.
He's beautiful.
He's confusing. He's Sansa Stark. He married Joe Jonas. He looks just like that girl.
I know.
He looks just like her. Anyway, this is a great song. Back to that. Chris Cornell and that moment KUPD had that should be, in about 40 people's minds, one of the best days of your life.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.